Administrative portion of our meeting. And there is nothing on the consent calendar, I don't believe.
I need to go get my phone.
Okay. So in the administrative portion of our meeting, there's nothing on consent. So we'll go to the discussion matters. And we have public input sessions for Northern State Power's 2025 electric rate increase. That's case number PU24-376. And I'll turn it over to our Public Utilities Director, Victor Shook, to tell us what he wants to talk about.
Thank you. So I believe it was a couple of meetings ago, we selected tentatively October 9th as the date for public input sessions for that rate case. Since then, we've had some discussions about allowing some in-person opportunities. We had done that going back a lot of years. We had some kind of remote locations set up for customers in the area to attend, and there was some interest in bringing that back. If you recall, kind of during COVID, we stopped doing those kind of things in favor of electronic. And I guess I was thinking we had given the public pretty good opportunities, but it kind of turned out we didn't get haven't been getting a lot of participation at these over the last several we've held. So this idea was brought forward. So we do believe we found some opportunities for this case. Xcel Energy serves in Minot, Grand Forks, and Fargo, and we found rooms at the colleges and colleges in each of those cities that we could host those meetings at, and the three of you could attend in person if you would like to those meetings, but that brings in the complication of that date at that point. So we have a commission meeting scheduled for October 9th, and then actually just this morning there was an informal hearing at it for the afternoon, which that would be much easier to reschedule if you would like to, but I guess essentially seeing if you would like us to go forward with the idea of having those in-person sites, and if so, if the October 9th date is still acceptable for the public input sessions. And to refresh on the timing of that, we have historically held one around the noon hour and one in the evening. I think we've generally done about around 5:30 or 6, but we could start that a little bit later if we prefer as well.
Well, back in the day, I can remember traveling to a few of these, or at least a couple, and it was good conversations and such. There wasn't a huge turnout that I can ever recall, but at that time, I don't think people were as comfortable with interactive meetings as a lot of people have become now either. So I guess I don't have real strong feelings about it. If we want to give that a retry to see if it's something that the public chooses to make use of, the utility that serves primarily large cities like that is a good place to start it, because then there are facilities close to a big portion of their customer base. If we keep the date, it would mean none of us can really be at any of those remote facilities for the noon one, but we could be for the evening one if we, I didn't notice that this MDU informal had been added. We would have to change that if we kept this date and we wanted to one or two or all three of us do something remotely. I believe staff can handle the meeting from here even if we're all gone. So I guess I don't have real strong feelings about it, but just want to throw out that background a little bit from the days when we did do these fairly routinely.
Thanks for that input, and Victor, thanks for working on this. I was just wondering, did the company give you any alternative dates that if it didn't work, or are they flexible on looking at it? Because I think it would be hard to move. I'd rather move that than the commission meeting and
Sure. So they did express that they're willing to be flexible, and we can go later with these public input sessions if we'd like to. They don't really have a particular preference if we must stay with this or we change. If we would like to change, I'll go back to the drawing board with them and find some new dates, and that's perfectly acceptable. It's just really up to the commission's preference at this point. December
1st. Yeah, the first week in December, so we have some time. You know, I know when we set this date we wanted it, but we said we have time as it gets closer. So I guess maybe for saving time, if the other two agree, is look at some dates that maybe are open to see if it's if we even have that flexibility now with everything being scheduled, because I don't want you to go back to them and get dates and then they're out for us.
Sure. That's just part of our normal staff
work
and scheduling.
Handle it well. So
do you like that idea better than just changing the MDU hearing but keeping our commission meeting and doing the evening part remotely?
Will we have time to, if people, I mean, get to mine it, but Fargo is a ways in Grand Forks.
If our public input session over the noon one goes from 12 to even 1:30, that's 4 hours to get.
Yeah.
I mean, Fargo and Minot are easy. Grand Forks, a little. Yeah.
Just don't speed.
Yeah.
go ahead.
And I like the idea of offering, having these hearings in person as well as, an electronic option so people who maybe can't get to them can participate. I guess my question was, I know in the past, I think commissioners maybe have gone on site. It's not that I'm opposed to that. I just also know that with the way our process works, if people do come to these facilities and want to talk to us about the case, we can't. So is it a benefit? Is there a benefit for us actually going to these facilities, or is it better to have like staff in the company there who can actually, answer some questions and talk about the case, because we really can't? And so I guess that's just one thing that I would throw out is, if we want to have these, then I guess the question is, do the commissioners want to be there in person? And if we do, then yes, we probably have to make some scheduling adjustments. If we're just going to have, say, staff in the company be there and do it from here, then I don't know that we need to change anything.
So I will say the one experience that was really positive, mm-hmm. yeah, you do have to cut some people off that want to talk about the case, and you got to explain that you can't.
Yeah.
But in the one really super positive experience that I had at Minot State University one time on one of these, it wasn't even about this case. That's what they came for. But then, it's a public gathering where we're at, and I heard all kinds of things on other topics too that were going on up there. And, we're busy. It's hard to get out to these places as much as a person would like to even. And so, covered a lot of other ground that we were able to talk about. Mm-hmm. So, again, I don't have real strong feelings that the interactive is also the possibility. I'm going to leave it mostly up to you guys, and especially you, Sherry, as portfolio holder.
Oh, thanks. Wow. No pressure here. Well, Jill, thank you for your comments and that support, that if we look at going to them, making some changes on a date for the public input. So do we want to look at just some dates and see if it's a possibility? If not, then...
If you'd like to give me, even just 2 or 3 dates that look workable to you, I can go back to the company. If we can choose one of those, we'll... Get it?
I will tell you, when it comes to dates, I think we've kind of put Erica in the middle of it, but Adam and I, through Erica, have been debating dates, and I can tell you November just looks awful already.
I think that's why we should do it here, to say it's just our intentions are good, but moving forward.
But maybe there's something in October, right? I don't really look at October much.
Well, I know we went to the 9th. We're going to have to go mid-October, starting around the 20th.
Geez, that week of the 13th through the 17th sure looks quiet to me.
Yeah, I'm open.
I'm gone the 15th, 16th, and 17th, but 13th and 14th, open. Bingo.
Okay. October 13th and 14th.
How about you two, 13th?
Yep. I think I would prefer the 14th. I can make the 13th work, but I know Ben just has parent-teacher conferences, which means childcare at night. But I can make it work, but the 14th would be a preference.
Okay. I can lead with the 14th.
Do you want another date? We'll give you three.
If you got it, I always like more dates than less, so.
Looks like the next week there's a bunch of OMS stuff, and then on Wednesday we have a meeting.
And remember, that's the meeting that might get, we're holding the 23rd, because the meeting on the 22nd might have a conflict with OMS meetings, so then we may have a meeting on the 23rd. So I guess the same question on that day would apply, is if you would do a noon, if you would do a have the commission meeting, do a noon session, does that give everybody time to drive to an evening session?
And I guess there's nothing set in stone that the evening session has to be at 5:30. It could be at 6:30 or something, too.
Yep, and honestly, when I looked, I did try to do some research on what we did, because honestly, when I started here, we did have remote sites, but nobody from staff or the commissioners went out to those at the time. So I looked to there and beyond to see what we had done, and a lot of those did start at around 7.
I could do that Thursday evening.
Which date are you looking at?
The 23rd. You know, again, saving the morning in case we need that commission meeting that day. I guess I have an afternoon meeting, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What about, the next week, the 28th? Don't know why that's open. 28th or even, the 29th?
No.
Those work for me. You said they don't work for you?
Full disclosure, I have out of office, but I don't have why. I admit it.
November
the 30th, that afternoon, I can't.
I can't either. And I'm getting, we don't want to do Friday nights.
Looks like it's probably those first two dates, but with the strong preference for the one or what we have probably, huh?
Yeah, I think that's a, we have
that's
two and let's see if it works.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And because I think, you know, like we've talked about, we used to do this and now we've kind of gotten away and now we're going to start up again, so... I mean, maybe it's kind of a happy medium where we offer these, but commissioners don't go. And then, you know, depending on turnout and everything else, we have a better idea of if we want to change that direction going forward. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So are you saying we're not going, or to be determined if we get dates? I think it's up to the individual commissioners if they want to go.
I agree with that.
Yep.
But we'll just have to coordinate if more than one are going remotely, then pick different towns.
And maybe if I can put a finer point on it. So the Well, the preference is the 14th. The 13th is a backup. And if neither of those work for the company or the locations, we kind of go back to the 9th. Or no. If the 9th is just gone, that's fine. I just want to confirm.
I think
my understanding that the 9th was the fail-safe.
Okay.
Yep.
The 14th doesn't work. Try the 13th. But
okay. And if not, we'll stick with the 9th.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you.
Or is that... I mean, parent-teacher conferences are important. Do we want to just rule that out and say if it doesn't work on the 14th, we'll go with the 9th?
The commissioner has a decision not to go out of town. She can.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Victor, have you verified that we have the capability of having electronics in that room? In the rooms you picked,
I haven't verified it yet. We'll make sure of that. But my understanding is that's at the college classrooms or meeting rooms. They generally do, but agree.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that we can connect to our likely a GoToMeeting or something like that connection.
Yeah, because there's been some changes since the last time we did this through.
Yeah. The last time when we used to do this at those remote sites, we used the IVAN network of the colleges, and that's I don't even know if they use that anymore. Quite honestly.
So. Thank you.
Thank you for all your work on this, Victor. Yep. Much appreciated.
Absolutely.
Anything else on discussion?
Oh, that's scheduling, maybe.
Oh, scheduling item.
Okay.
So I'm looking for dates for the Emmons Logan storage.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Adam.
Having an all-day hearing. And I was looking at November 20th. I know the... there's an OMS executive committee that day. However, I noticed they mostly get canceled.
I have a conflict there, but like the week of December 8th, 9th, and 10th are wide open. Can we push it that late, or what's the conflict there? Is it someone from the company or something like that?
That's MISO.
It's MISO Board Week in Indianapolis, but...
How about December 15th through the 19th?
We have... Tuesday the 16th is open.
15th or 16th, I'm open.
Steve, stuff is... not showing up that I know is on my calendar on the computer.
Reboot.
The 16th?
It's not syncing, right?
I thought I had.
Right.
Yeah, this will be out of town, right?
Yep.
See you, Dave. See you. Adam, is the only conflict on that original date the OMS meeting, or is there something else?
I haven't checked any of the other dates. The only one I know for certain is November 20th.
Because I can reach out and see if that's going to be an issue, or I suppose we could probably just take a break during that time and do it remotely, right, if we needed to.
We could, yeah.
That would always be an option. Okay, let me see if I can.
Is that...
I still have to get back. I don't have any of the dates other than that the November 20th from the company. So
are we doing the technical hearing there, or is this one of those that we're dividing? Or
this is a citing hearing.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the new law is we can have the technical hearing here and then just go have the public input out there.
We can. I don't think there's been any discussion of splitting this one up.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. Well, how about I go back to the company and the ALJ and everyone else and try to work on some more dates?
Well, and I'll reach out to OMS to see if they know if that meeting is going to happen, because sometimes those executive committee meetings do get canceled. So if that conflict is gone, do we have an issue with November 20th? I don't.
Well, I do, but if I don't want this to get drug out forever either,
I will
change my schedule if it has to be. So take it from there. Just let me know as soon as possible.
Okay.
Do we want... Let's see.
See if that fits it.
Oh. And... Don't want the week of Thanksgiving. God. I suppose, yeah, the other option would be... We've got LEC. How about Tuesday the 18th, just to have a fallback on a date? For Adam. How about the November 18th?
No, that's open.
It's kind of the same mess, so it can just as well be the 20th.
Okay.
Just go ahead and put it on the 20th. I got other stuff to do.
Okay. And does that work?
Well, yeah, let's all...
You're going to
check with OMS, right, Jill?
Yeah,
I thought that was the open date that I was holding up.
That's why I said...
In almost all cases, those OMS executive committees
get
canceled. Yeah. Oh, we like each other so much, you know? We're that affable and friendly.
How long ahead do they cancel them?
That's what I'm reaching out right now to see if they have any indication. I mean, like I said, the other option is we go to the hearing, and if we need to take a break, so I can hop on a conference call, or depending on the agenda, I can send a proxy there. So it's workable.
With all that's going on there,
it
probably should have your full attention.
So, but I'll check to see if that's...
Does the 18th work as a backup? Yes or no? I mean, that's to give Adam another date, hopefully.
Did that correct the problem?
Yes, I believe so.
I think it was the toss.
Shook it back into being awake. No, the Lignite Research Council meets that day, and that's a group of more than a couple dozen people. I can't change that one.
Yep.
I can change my plans for the 20th, though.
Or we have, the 15th and 16th of December? Is that getting really late?
My indication is no.
No. That's not getting
returned. It would be fine. I'm guessing it'll be fine with the company.
The 16th works, but not the 15th.
And I think Monday hearings are hard anyway, so maybe the 16th.
Okay.
Does that work better for you, Randy?
Yeah.
December 16th?
Okay, December 16th.
Okay.
And then how about December 17th, just in case?
We have a meeting that day.
Commission meeting.
Okay. And then 18th and 19th?
We're supposed to have our...
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I will. I'll wait to hear back on the 20th from you, Jill, and then we'll use December 16th maybe as the backstop.
Okay.
I actually like the 16th better than the 20th. If that
20th?
Works
okay.
out.
Yeah, if that works. Okay. I'll push for that one then.
Okay. But I'll check on the 20th just because it's good information to have.
Sounds good.
Anything
thank you.
Else?
No. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a couple of schedules. No.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. This meeting is adjourned.